Right, listeners, today we are joined by Michelle. She is the owner of Leaf Organics and also a veteran of the OCR scene here in the UK. Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm really good. The sun's shining. I've just finished a horrible workout yesterday, which I'm a little bit achy from, but funnily enough, I have a product to help with that. But yeah, all good.
There you go. That's good. So the workout yesterday, what kind of brutalization was it?
Well, I'm coming back after 9 weeks after having a really bad pulled abdominals. So I've had 9 weeks out and I'm starting to break myself in gently. So I went for a high rocks workout, which was brutal for 45 minutes. So, you know, pacing myself.
Yeah, easing back in, slowly but surely. But so return from the injury, you think you'll be ready to race when the races start happening?
Oh, I don't know. You know, through lockdown, it's been great for running, because that's all that we've had to do. And my wonderful husband has converted our gym, and every month our gym membership, we've bought a piece of equipment. So I've got some really good equipment in there now. However, I haven't touched an obstacle for maybe 18 months, and it's not the same, is it? It's not the same. And then foolishly, around January, I wasn't very well. Then I pulled a muscle and I've had 9 weeks out. So I've gone from doing really well to back to being zero to hero again. So I think I'm going to use this year as benchmarking. I'm just going to enjoy seeing the people, getting my hands dirty again, and just actually enjoying this year rather than racing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are just going to enjoy being there, being with other people. I played football last night and there was more than like 10 people in one space. There was like 50 people on the football pitch, on the different pitches down at this six-a-side place. I was like, oh my God, so many people. It's crazy.
That's the bit that's going to scare me, because I've gone from seeing like nobody, and I'm quite a hermit and I enjoy it. And all of a sudden, people around me, and I still don't know whether I'm ready for that yet.
Yeah, I think, I guess we're going to move towards that kind of life soon anyway. So, but it's, yeah, the mental side of getting used to it again, it will be great, but it will be good to be back at OCR races.
It will be familiar faces. Yes, whether we're masked up and we're not allowed to hug, it doesn't matter. People that will be there.
It's okay. So you mentioned before you've got a product that's going to help you with your return and daily life and kind of recovery from injury. Let's talk a bit more about Leaf Organics. How long ago did you start the business?
Well, my business is probably in its infancy. So it's been running 18 months, but prior to it being launched, I was researching my brand to market for the year before, but I've actually been involved in CBD for 5 years. So I have a wealth of knowledge about it before my actual business launched. I discovered CBD, as I say, about 5 years ago, and it landed on my desk. I'll make no bones about it. I struggled with my mental health for 15 years. And part of my wellness journey was trying different things. And I've done loads and loads of stuff, all the great stuff. And when I started trying this food supplement, it really was the missing piece of the puzzle for me. And that's what sparked my interest.
No, definitely. Obviously, you said you came across it 5 years ago. I think it's been a bit of a slow rise coming into like mainstream fitness, nutrition over the years. We seem to have seen the last maybe 1 or 2 years, it seems to be very prevalent among top end athletes, people talking about it a lot more information, I think, more education about what the product is and how it can really help you. Like you say, obviously it's helped you in a big way since you discovered it. There's so many different types, so many different ways. I will throw it to you to give us a bit of a...
Well, it kind of leads on to the story. So because I come from a sports background and everything that I put in my body are research, and I'm a bit of a non-advocate for supplements, and this is why it's taken some people by surprise, because I still believe that if you have your nutrition spot on and your recovery, as in sleep and hydration, really your supplements, you shouldn't need that many. And actually, each person's supplement regime is completely different to the next person's. Like, I need a B12 because of me and what I need for my body, whereas you might not need it. So when I started banging on about CBD, I know some people like, well, you've always been a bit anti-supplements. And I think that's why people set up and took notice. But my biggest problem with the CBD industry, there were a load of people hocking quite frankly, snake oil around, which was crap, inferior CBD, being sold as this premium high-end with really even more rubbish information. And we're selling it to make money, not to make people well. And I was banging on about how the industry was just rubbish and smoke screens, and it really annoyed me, and the ethics behind it weren't there. So my wonderful husband, and I'm paraphrasing, said to me, "Oh, please be quiet, darling, and I'll do something about it." And he really, really was a bit more sweary than that. So I thought, right, you're on. I'll do something. I will change the industry. So my ethics come from somebody who, quite frankly, when I was in a dark place, I'd have grabbed anything to make myself feel better. And what I want to do is educate people about the product, be really transparent about my products, and then allow them to make an informed decision. So I don't sell to them, I educate them so they can go off and make a decision whether that product's right. And CBD is not instead of, it's as well as. And it's not a miracle cure, it's adding in to give you that 1% better. And some people it works, and some people it doesn't. And it's that simple.
Yeah, no, I think you've hit on like main key points there, that like good nutrition and good diet is like the foundation, is the key. You got your sleep, your hydration, they are the building blocks to start on. And then stuff like CPD, maybe some other supplements that can be useful to a specific person, because it does not work for everybody. But if it can be useful to you, it is really worth educating yourself, finding out if it is something you want to use, which is something that I did this year. I found CBD. I was kind of looking for a really good CBD that would be useful, and obviously stumbled across Leaf Organics and tried your CBD oil, and it has been really good. The flavor as well is a lot better than others that I've tried.
There is science behind that of why CBD should not taste bad. Even full spectrum should not taste bad.
Oh, some of them do.
Yeah, and the reason behind that, which I think you touched on before, there's loads of different types. So there's a lot of smoke and mirror in the industry. I might get a bit sciencey and go off the tangents, but it's like my brain's full of this stuff. So when you create CBD, it comes from the cannabis plant. Let's make no bones about it. That's where it comes from. But to be made into CBD, it has to be what's known as industrial hemp. So it has to have a lower threshold of THC. That's the bit that gets you high, tetrahydrocannabidiol. So before we even start, that amount of the psychoactive part is really, really low. And it's made into this raw CBD. It goes through loads of different processes. And once it's been created, so you have raw, which is black and green and brown and tastes like the bottom of a bin and lasts for hours. And then you can have it a bit more of a process, another level of distillation, which makes it golden CBD like mine is. Mm-hmm. And the reason a lot of companies don't sell that is because it's super expensive to have that next level. But that's the difference. So people hock over this, I think, is grim tasting stuff and say it's the best and all the rest of it. It may well be in their opinion, but when you take CBD, you have to hold it under your tongue for 30 seconds. So the question is, would you want to hold something under your tongue for 30 seconds that tastes like a bottom of a bin or not? And that's being dead honest. And if you're necking it down with your cup of tea or whatever, you're not, you're losing most of the bioavailability. And that's why taste is so, so important. So that's one side of it. And then we talk about percentages. Percentages is smoke and mirrors. When we talked about this raw CBD before it's made into the end product that I supply, it has to be tested and the purity. So mine's around the 98% purity. So then the scientists can make it into something. That's where percentages come from. Mm-hmm. When then you buy these bottles that say, oh, it's 5%, 10%, it's a bit of smoke and mirrors. You want to know how many milligrams you're buying.
Yeah.
So that's the first side of it. Three different types of CBD. There's full spectrum. Full spectrum means, which is part of my product, which means it has all of the cannabinoid profile in it and a microscopic dose of THC, which I'll come back to in a minute. And it has what's called an entourage effect, which means that because it's all together, it works better. You then have broad spectrum, which has the THC removed, a few less cannabinoids, still okay, but not as good as full spectrum. They normally charge you the same price. And then you have isolate, which is CBD only. Now, again, I sell a CBD product, which is an isolate product, because I have a lot of professional racers who get drugs tested. I have police, train drivers. At the moment, our pilots can't have it. Certain jobs you cannot have THC, even if it's in the microscopic quantities. So that's where I explain to you, if you can take full spectrum, always take full spectrum. But if you are being drugs tested, you need to take the isolate one. So that's one of the bits of science. See, I'm going down my science route already.
No, it's good to hear. Like, obviously, there is options that if you are in a profession where you can't have anything in your system, or if you're an athlete, if you're a Spartan, right?
Spartan Pro, you are not allowed it. Please only take isolate if you are Spartan Pro, because if you get drugs tested, you will lose your title. So don't risk it.
Yeah, it's good to know that there is stuff out there that you can still get benefits, but it isn't going to harm you in a negative fashion further down the line.
CBD as a standalone product is WADA approved, and that's why so many athletes are starting to take it, because it's part of that recovery strategy. And there is actual science behind it. It's not like me making it up, like, you know, sorry to all the Karens out there. Karen on Facebook said there is actual, some real science behind it. And that's the bit that's excited me more than anything. And more science is coming out, and it's all very positive, which is excellent.
Yeah, I think that's key. For stuff like this, especially even in the nutrition industry, is so paramount to have science to back up what is being sold. Yeah. To have studies that you can rely on, and people may not understand everything, because obviously scientific studies are very in-depth, very niche sometimes, but
I don't understand it all, because it's so technical. It's so technical. Your endocannabinoid system that CBD works with is a neural processing part of your body. It's like blows my mind, the science. But what I have done, I've spent long enough and talked to enough people to be able to hopefully explain it in layman's terms. And if you can explain it in layman's terms, it shows that you understand it. And if you want me to, I can bore you with the science. I can put my geek hat on now.
Maybe we won't delve into all of the science, but there is something. Obviously, CBD, you've got it in the liquid form that you can put under the tongue. But also, you have quite a wide range of different ways that you're utilizing the CBD. When it's changed into different products, does the science change?
Slightly, it's just a different delivery method. So CBD, there's only so much you can do with CBD. Ultimately, we want to get it in our system to help. And that's why taking it orally is always one of the best ways. Now, people talk about vaping it. That actually has a slightly better bioavailability. However, I don't sell vape products. Anything that you vape is bad for your lungs. I'm an athlete at the end of the day. Why am I going to do something that's going to potentially upset my lung capacity? So that's why I do. And I've worked for a vape company. I will not sell vape products if that tells you anything about it. Vaping is great if you're trying to get off smoking. It's a vehicle to use to get you off that. But please, I've had people say, oh, I need to start vaping CBD. Christ alive, don't do it. There are other delivery methods. So there's oil under your tongue. I have tablets that you can take, and I have tea, which is lovely. And then I have loads of topical products that all work with your skin. So anything from creams to oils to bath salts, which are great for after a run, soaps. So I have a plethora of different products which lend themselves. I don't do food. There's a lot of people that sell chocolate and gummies and things like this, but to me it's a gimmick. I won't sell the gummies because I think it's got the potential that children can get hold of them. Sticking it in chocolate, I'm sorry, I like my personal favourite brand of chocolate. Buy your chocolate and buy your CBD separate. I saw a company the other day selling CBD in gin. And when you looked at the bottle of the gin, there were 35 milligrams in the whole bottle. 35 milligrams is what you probably need in one serving, and it was to get rid of your hangover. It does get rid of your hangover in a high quantity, but you need it in one hit. You don't need to eyeball vodka and then have a little bit of CBD in it to get rid of your hangover. You're still going to get a hangover.
Adding gin to the mix is going to help a hangover.
There's lots of gimmicks out there, and they just jump. And this is where they're jumping on the bandwagon. There are lots of... this is all I do. This is my full-time job. This is what I do. There are a lot of people jumping on it. And even down to, I've seen I won't mention the names of the company in case I get sued, some big face cream companies who are adding CBD in. But actually, when you look at the product, they're not adding CBD in. It should state the milligrams. But actually, when you look at the ingredients on the back, they call it cannabis sativa seed oil, which basically means hemp seed oil. You can buy a vat of hemp seed oil for next to nothing. And they're trying to hock it round as CBD. And actually, if you just got your natural CBD oil and add it to your favourite face cream or your body cream or your recovery cream, That is how you make your products. So if you've got a favourite after sports rub, drop a couple of bits of the oil in it, rub it in, rub it on your body, you'll get the same effect. I'm a northern lass. I like to save people money. So.
Yeah, I think again, back to this kind of education behind what companies are trying to create. They're trying to create the illusion of CPD within a product, but realistically, they're not. It's just a
smoke
small
and mirrors.
Part. Yeah,
smoke
which,
and mirrors.
Which again can harm like the industry because people, oh, it didn't work. Oh, this is rubbish. Blah blah blah. It's not the product, and it kind of taints the whole thing. So having information and more education
it's key.
It's massive.
And even down to dosage. So dosage is because CBD. Mm-hmm. Your everybody's body is different, as we know. We all like to say we're very similar, but actually we're all individuals. So one of the main key things that CBD is affected by is your metabolic rate. For athletes, we all have a pretty good one. And if you take CBD and then go for a run, you're going to burn it out of your system like any supplement. So your metabolic rate, your weight, your condition, and how you react to CBD, because everybody's response to it is completely different. And that's why everybody's dosage is slightly different. So we start everybody on 25 milligrams, and that's deemed as a daily dose. However, I take anything from 35 milligrams up to 70 milligrams, depending on how much training I've done, how stressful my day's been, what time of the month it is. Apologies for all the boys who are now spewing in their mouths. Loads of different things affect it, and it will up and down depending on what's going on. It can take up to 6 weeks for you to get full effect. So people take it for 3 weeks and go, oh, I took a drop a day and it didn't work. No, we didn't get your dosage right. And CBD has a cumulative effect. So the longer you're on it, the better the results. And my example is, you wouldn't take a vitamin C tablet or go on an anti-inflammatory diet and after a week go, it didn't work. Of course it's not going to work. And that's what you need to do. So I try and educate people that when you go on it, come and talk to me. I will listen to you and your lifestyle. It's not just a case of taking it in one hit, which some people I advise take it before the race. If it's for sleep, we take it at night. If it's for anxiety and pain, we might take it through the day. And it's about using my knowledge to help you get that. And have a free consultation with me. That's what I'm here for. Exploit my knowledge.
No, it's good. I think that's definitely something I would say, if you're interested in trying it, you do have to stick with it to find those results. It may take a little bit of time. You may have got your dosage wrong. You may have taking it, or you may be taking it at the wrong time. I think I used it probably about 2-3 months before I spoke to you, Michelle, and then kind of had a better understanding after speaking to you of when I should take it and for myself how much I should take. So I think I was undercutting myself a little bit, so I wasn't really taking into account like, okay, I'm exercising at a quite high level throughout the week. I'm pretty active in the day, chasing around a toddler. So it's trying to work out those kind of things. And it was very useful to speak to you and just have a bit of like one-to-one information instead of the general info that comes on the bottle.
CBD is biphasic, which means that it can up you and it can down you depending on the level. So I always refer to this. Most of us have had a pint of beer at some point. You can have one pint of beer and you get a little bit giddy. That's biphasic. But if you have 45 pints of it, you're on the floor and asleep. CBD is essentially a bit like that. So if you get to know CBD, and this is why taking it for a long time, you really get to know it. So for me, before a race, I used to get race jitters and it used to affect my tummy. And before I'd even left the start line, I'd burn all of my energy up through my stress. So I found that I take about 10 milligrams before a race. It calms my tummy down so I don't get exercise-induced IBS. And it just calms me down enough, but it focuses. And this is why it's really good for people for exams or ADHD, because it kind of switched the chatter off, but without making you want to chill. Then after I've done a race, I then add a massive high level, and because my cortisol is through the roof, I'm G'd up on all the excitement and everything's flying through my body, and it's part of my recovery. We all know you need to reduce your cortisol, you need to get your inflammation under control, and you need a decent night's sleep to allow your body to repair. If we sleep, we all know your recovery happens in that phase, so it's reducing your downtime. And I noticed for me after a race, I wouldn't sleep that night. And I should, because I'm absolutely wiped out. But my body was full of stress. So now I started to have a bath, and you can layer the product. So I'd have a bath with my CBD. I'd then apply one of the body oils to the muscles, because quite frankly, after an OCR race, I think even your fingernails hurt. I'd cover myself in it, and I'd take a really high dose, 70 milligrams of CBD, sleep like a top that night. Mm-hmm. And that would help me. But the next day, I wouldn't need as much. So it's learning what to do. And also, just for general anxiety, things like that, you know, if you're having a bad day, or if you've had a really nice relaxing weekend, you won't need as much as when it's been Monday morning, you've got 50 million emails to deal with, and the dog's been sick, and then the toddler's just done something, and your boss comes and shouts at you. That adds the stress, and you might go that night, jeepers creepers, I need a little bit more. So it's learning to use it as and when your body requires it.
I think pretty much with most kind of supplements or things that are going to help you, you really take some time just to get that personal like thought into, okay, I need a little bit more, I need a little bit less. I think people have the same kind of thing with caffeine. Like super tired, okay, I really need a little bit more. Okay, I'm wide awake, I don't need as much. I think people over time build up that knowledge, self-knowledge, but it's always nice to speak to an expert like yourself to have a bit of a grounding, a bit of a base to work from.
I actually find sometimes athletes and chronic pain condition people are the best at doing this, because I always use another analogy of like a paracetamol. You know, if you need one or two paracetamol, you might go, I've woke up with a bit of a toothache, I'll take two paracetamol, you're fine for the day. There's another day you wake up and you need them every 4 hours. CBD is a bit like the same. If you get to know your body, and athletes, as I say, and chronic pain condition people seem to know their body really well, they'll go, do you know what, I'm really feeling it today. And sometimes there's no rhyme or reason for it. And use that CBD to help with that as well.
Yeah. Oh, I think... Yeah, you spoke about OCR races and kind of other workouts as well. It seems to be now that a lot more people are moving towards having more intensity in their workouts, even just at a base level, like high rocks. You said you did a 45-minute high rocks workout. Yeah, functional fitness events like high rocks are just kind of pushing people to do maybe a little bit more in the gym. OCR races, sometimes you're racing on a Saturday, then going back and racing on a Sunday. Recovery is becoming a huge thing, even just within amateur sport, even in just with people's daily lives. Recovery from working out, racing, obviously CPD is a big part of what can help people, utilizing the different types and what you said, like, okay, maybe a bath, maybe some tea, maybe some muscle rub, maybe two of those together is really going to help you, or a different dose is going to help you. So yeah, it seems to be moving with the trend of fitness
recovery
becoming slightly more intense.
Recovery is key. And it doesn't, it's like the old, you can't run outrun a bad diet. The same with recovery. If you haven't got your recovery spot on, and I noticed this a number of years ago, now I'm about 800 years old, you know, and I've noticed as I've got older, my recovery, like some of the youngsters, they'll go and run like a beast, and then the next day they'll do something else, and they're, oh, let's do another lap for fun, and I'm like having a lie down in a dark room. You know, it takes me a week to get over it. And you know, it's about that recovery. And if your recovery isn't good, you're going to get injured. And I noticed that when I was really pushing the gym, and I was, you know, trying to run a business, run a family, do these ridiculous workouts, and not giving myself time to recover, I got loads of injuries and became really ill. Recovery is paramount. It's absolutely paramount to any athlete, whether you're just a weekend warrior, you're five-a-side football, and even just like being a busy parent. You know, some days we are running around after a toddler, as you will know. It's like doing an OCR some days, isn't it? So, we're sleep-deprived OCR.
Yes. The joys of chasing them over the slide, up the playground. But yes, no, it's even our lifestyle now can really really help with recovery. Something just to help you get your body back on like an even keel, or even help it recover to a better place, is always key. So yeah, CPD seems to be really kind of coming in with general trends, general lifestyle now, and moving with. Could be a useful tool to move with people going forwards to engage.
People are realising that actually, I think there used to be a bit of a badge of honour of people saying, oh, I've done X amount of workouts, I've lived on 3 minutes sleep. And it was almost like if they could batter their body, it was almost like a badge of honour. Whereas now we're actually realising you do need your 8 hours sleep. And actually somebody boasting that I can live on 3 hours, we all kind of go, we all do the teeth suck, the, oh, no, you don't want to be doing that. And everybody's realizing now for decent recovery allows your body to thrive. And that's what your endocannabinoid system does. When our system becomes out of kilter, we start getting all of these ailments that start coming through. And what we, if your body is in homeostasis, which is what your ECS system allows your body to do, it allows your body to function. And that's what the CBD adding in allows your body to function. You thrive. You're not surviving through life, you're thriving. And actually, if your body thrives, it wards off ailments. It allows you to feel well so you can do more and live a healthier life. And that's, isn't that what we all want to do? We don't want to be ill. And most people only look for a solution when they've actually hit crisis or they've got something wrong with them or something's broken. How many of us actually fix the problem before it happens? Very, very few of us.
Yes, unfortunately, we don't seem to be programmed that way. It seems to be, oh, I'm injured. Let me find what I can do to make myself better.
Yeah.
But then people do find certain things like this, and then they can utilise that for a long period after to help themselves.
And there's research to say that actually CBD is showing to help your system balance in such a way that it will literally keep things at bay. And that's why do we all eat healthy food? We're all educated to eat healthy food because we know it's good for our body and allows us to not get disease and inflammation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're now starting to be educated on the importance of sleep and how that is so important. And thank God we're all being educated on our mind as well, on how important our mind is and our mental health is equally as important. And I think our body comes in a side of three. It's what you put in it, how you move it, In that sense, that probably comes and how your brain works. So all of those three, with movement, fueling, and your mental health, I think people are now realising are so, so important. And CBD kind of works with all of those aspects. And I think that's what's excited me more than anything. And it's natural. You know, this is not, please don't think for any minute, if you've got something wrong with you, you run to the doctors. I'm not trying to say CBDs instead of, it's as well as all of those other things. And all that I'm doing is educating people, hopefully, to give them a choice that when you run to the doctors and they help you, because our doctors are amazing, you can try and add other things in to see if that will complement what you're getting from the doctors. And please, if you start taking CBD because, I don't know, you've got pain, don't come off your pain medication. Use it alongside and then change it. It's not instead of, and I hate these companies that go around saying, oh, stop your medication and take this and it'll fix the world. No, it doesn't. It's a slow process.
No. Yeah, I think it's a key thing to remember. It is a supplement to a lifestyle that is already going to keep you healthy, exercise, eating well. Like you say, if you do need to see a doctor, seeing a doctor, following the doctor's advice, CBD, like a lot of other things, can really help you from a supplement point of view, but it is an addition to a healthy natural lifestyle.
And I think that's where my issue's been with a lot of CBD companies, that they're hocking it round as this amazing, you know, fix all everything. It's not. Still go and see your chiropractor, your reflexology, do your meditation, eat your healthy foods, buy your other supplements that work for you, keep with that nutrition plan. This is as well as, and that's where I'm not trying to compete against all the other things. You know, it's as well as it is as part of that health and wellness journey. And I think it's been ethical to actually say, and I actually have turned people away. If people come and talk to me, and anything you do say is in the strictest of confidence. And I've actually said, I don't think you need me. I think you need a psychotherapist or you need to go to your doctor. I also do, there are certain medications that you cannot take CBD with, and warfarin and blood thinners are one of them. I've had I have a lot of people phoning up about their parents, elderly relatives, and I've actually said they can't take it. Now, I know CBD companies sometimes turn a blind eye to that, but I couldn't do that ethically. And that's why, come and talk to me. Don't just wing and a prayer it because you saw, as I say, poor Karen from Facebook has said, oh, you only need 2 drops. You know, my knowledge, I've dealt with this for years. CBD actually is, you scratch the surface and it's really easy to understand. But once you get into the nitty gritty, it's really not. And I get so many people who said, oh, I've tried CBD, it tasted horrible, it didn't work. Usually find they've bought an inferior product and they've not taken enough, or they've not used it correctly for their body. So come and talk to me. Come and talk to me.
I think that's one of the first things I said to you. Oh, it tasted terrible.
It shouldn't.
When I spoke to you, I was like, oh, it didn't taste nice. And then, obviously, I've tried your one. It's a much better tasting product, which was lovely. Much easier to keep under your tongue for 30 seconds and to take daily. I think if you're going to take something daily and you're going to be, it's going to be part of your life, it shouldn't be too much of a chore. All right, some stuff you've got to kind of grin and bear, but it shouldn't be too terrible.
I think all our wonderful athletes that have tried green powders, I think we can kind of cope with most of, because that is like licking the bottom of the bin, isn't it, to be fair? So, but I have tasted that over my trawling through to find the right product to bring to market. I have tried and tasted so many, and some of them, they sit with you for hours just because it's crap. It's a crap product. It's like buying fish fingers. We can all buy fish fingers, but there are varying degrees of quality of fish fingers. And all I can say to you is my product is like, and there are other companies out there, it's like the Booth's or the Waitrose fish fingers. It's like the best ones. Mm-hmm. There are other companies out there that supply very good fish fingers. We'll caveat that because all the legal people shout at us. But you are buying a proper quality product. And as I say, there is science out there. And
Yeah, no, definitely. I think for the listeners, one tip from myself is when you are looking at a company, which kind of a CPD company like Leaf Organics, if they're putting real education out or they're very keen to educate you about their product, like they want to speak to you one-to-one, they want to give you information, then that kind of gives you a green light. Like, look, this is a company that cares. This is a company that has a bit of knowledge about their product as well. And you see a lot of companies are doing it now. We spoke to Andy Blow from Precision Hydration. They're doing something similar. You can call them and you can talk about your hydration needs. I kind of think when that happens, it just shows you that that company really wants to connect with the customer, really want to educate them, not just sell your product. Because, okay, you're a business at the end of the day. Obviously, you are in it for helping people, but also to make money. So
And there's no bones about that at all. And I set up my company, and I always said at the very beginning, what was my why? I know everybody hocks on about this why. Mm-hmm. I've had some very stressful jobs in the past. I've been quite high up in my game in sales. So I do come from a sales background. And what I wanted to do was earn enough money to pay for one of those things called a holiday, basically have more time with my family, but keep the wolf in the door. I don't want to employ people, and I don't want to be selling thousands and thousands of bottles. So long as I earn a certain amount of money that keeps me happy, that's what I want to do. And that's kind of what's happening. I'm in a position now where I can spend time with my clients. I'm not having to be packing hundreds of bottles because I've done a major ad campaign or whatever. I want to supply a decent quality product at a fair price to people, because I saw a bottle the other day. My most expensive bottle is £80 that will last you 3 months. I saw the same amount of milligrams being sold at three times the price. And it was an isolate, which is like the cheapest one you can buy. I was like, God almighty. But it's kind of like that. That's what I wanted to do. Yes, I want to make money, but I don't want to rip people off. That was so important to me. But the biggest things, if you are buying CBD, that you need to look for is it does have to have warnings on the bottle. I actually follow the MHRA. We all know that now because of all our wonderful jabs that we're having. There is actual science out there, and there is legislation that we follow. So that's one of the things. It has to come in a childproof top. Buy your bottles that are in brown bottles. I actually put a blog out the other day about why, because it actually degrades the CBD. So it's really important. It has to come in a glass bottle that's dark. Even the body oils come in a glass. Anything that's clear, stay away from it, so they don't understand CBD. Lab reports. Don't say, we have lab reports, but then where are they? Anybody can say, it's like me saying, I've got a degree, I've got a certificate. Well, where is it? Mine are all on the website, and they need to be up to date. They need to be done every year. Every single year, those need to be done. It needs to have a warning saying that it's below 0.1% of THC. People talk about 0.2%, so that's at cultivation. So it means that they don't understand the industry. So that's another thing. Mm-hmm. You cannot pay by PayPal. You cannot pay by PayPal or Apple, because it's one of the rules that we have with our merchant facility. So that's a complete no-no. So if they're asking to pay by PayPal or Apple, no, walk away. There is said lab reports, childproof tops. We cannot make medical claims at all. And there's a real struggle for paid advertising. So you'll notice I don't really do any paid advertising. So there are laws. and all of my food, all of my products now are under the novel food license, which is a new legislation that came in on the 1st of April. So there is legislation out there. So yeah, there's lots of hoops to jump through. Maybe I should have just started selling trainers. That would have been dead easy.
Yeah, it sounded like it'd be a lot less red tape, yeah. But I kind of guess it is good that there is legislation governing products, because without that, there can be a lot of just stuff created and sold. There's even with nutrition, I think ages ago I was reading something, and with yogurts, that they can say that something is in a yogurt, say a strawberry. But if it is a real picture on the yogurt of a real strawberry, it must contain real strawberries. If it is a cartoon picture or a drawn picture, it can be strawberry extract.
Well, I never knew. Yes.
So there is so many kind of little bits out there. Well, that
even down to your CBD bottles, it shouldn't state a percentage. It should tell you how many milligrams you are buying. That has to be.
Which is literally on the front of your bottles, isn't it, at the bottom.
It has to tell you, and that's when you go back to those face creams. When you actually look, it won't tell you how many milligrams, because there's no milligrams in it. There's none in it. It is about clear, transparent. And you know what? I am learning all the time, because more and more science is coming out. Before we were suggesting that it worked a bit like grapefruit on certain medication. Now we're suggesting it possibly doesn't. There's loads of things coming out, and I try and stay on top of the research all the time, even down to how CBD works. You know, CBD is a phytocannabinoid. It replicates our own natural cannabinoids in our body. We're finding out more and more about that neural processing that happens in our body. So your ECS system, your endocannabinoid system, every mammal has it, even your dog and cat. That's why CBD does work with pets. But I am not allowed to advertise CBD for pets. You choose to buy it, give it to your pet. Well, that's up to you, and I can advise you what to do, but I cannot advertise it as pets. But it's an amazing neural network within every mammal's body, and I just find it absolutely fascinating. And who knew that echinacea was a phytocannabinoid? There you go. There's the same as CBD, just not in the quantities. You know, CBD or cannabis has been demonized because of THC, but the amount of THC that is in my product, so under the misuse of drugs license, in one container, so it doesn't matter if it's a teeny one or a massive one, has to contain less than 1 milligram. Now, to put that into perspective, to get high, stoned, whatever you want to call it, you need 20 milligrams of THC in one sitting. In my one product that you may take a month to use, there's one less than 1 milligram. So it's like pouring a pint of beer, then getting a thimble full of it and dipping your finger in it every day and saying I'm drunk. However, THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, has some amazing healing properties. And it's been demonized by the industry, pharmaceutical industry. However, what we don't want to be doing is taking it, being stoned and rocking up to work absolutely out of your mind. You wouldn't drink a bottle of beer or two bottles of beer and then go, oh, I'm fine. You wouldn't do that. But you maybe one. I'm only joking, by the way. But we all, after a race, how many times are we given a bottle of beer after a race? And it's good for you because it relaxes you. It puts the sugars in your body. One is fine. We then wouldn't then jump in the car and drink after we've drunk 20. So THC in a very microscopic quantity, in a microscopic dose, very, very good for it. It has some amazing healing properties. So I've gone all sciencey again, haven't I?
You have gone very sciencey, but it is good to hear the science from you and obviously speak to somebody who has that knowledge and understanding of the product that you are selling as well. So that is it's a great thing to hear. It is a super interesting subject, I'm sure. I could probe you for more and more science, more and more information.
Oh, well, half the listeners would have fallen asleep by then. Unless they actually, if you want to learn about science, come and talk to me. I will bore the mind out of you.
Well, where can the listeners kind of connect with you? What's the website? What's the social media handles?
So it's www.leaforganics.uk is the website. You can find me at Leaf Organics on Facebook and Instagram. I'm also on Pinterest. I'm on LinkedIn as Michelle Keogh, so you can come and find me on there. So all your usual hotspots. I think I'm on Twitter. I've not discovered that thing called TikTok. As I say, I'm 800 years old and I'm too old for that shenizzles. But yeah, I'll probably drop all the links over to you. But yeah, come and say hello and come and chat to me.
Perfect. We will put all of the links that Michelle sends us in the show notes so you can easily find those. And yeah, listeners, I hope you've had a good education like myself today on this product, which is actually looks like it's really going to be helping some people. And it could be an answer for a few people with some issues that could help them in the long run, especially for athletes, if you want that added recovery, which is what we're looking for to keep going. But Michelle, thank you so much for your education and wisdom today on this issue. I'm sure we will be seeing great things from Leaf Organics in the future. And yeah, good luck with the project.
Thank you very much, and look forward to seeing you in the mud.
Yes.